Rish Lakish said that even though a shtar mukdim is kosher according to Rav Shimon, but if the shtar stood around for Eser Yomim, Cheshinon Shema Pais. So Taisus said, what's Tait Shema Pais? We have here Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi learned a more simple chat. Shema Pais means that maybe in those 10 days he was miyachid with her, he was bayil her. And later, in the fine testament base, we still hold that this exerid rabbana, that if a person writes a get, and that he's mefais asishtai, and he's miyachid ima, that the get is a bottle. It's din rabbana, it's kind of the rabbana. So Rashi says that that's pshat shema payes. Rashi's pshat, as Rashi's derech always, is it fits better into simple pshat in the Gemara. Simple pshat and Shema Pais is easy. The only problem with it is the problem that it's not mashma that way in Ayin Testament days. It's mashma that if there's a yichud, if the man and woman are be yichud, she was bayil her. But if we don't know that they will be yichud, for us to be chayshish, maybe that he was miyachid with her, maybe he was bayil her, such a takana we don't find in the sugya of Get Yashan. So according to Rashi, the Pshat is very smooth in our sugya. The problem is that we don't find such a chashash, the whole sugya of Ayin Tes. You have to answer, like Taisus said in the top Taisus, that here it's different, here it's worse, here Metchila, he said, give me 10 days. So Metchila, he said, give me 10 days. He's talking about the possibility of reconciliation with his wife. So that's why our Gemara is taka bigger chiddush than daf ayin tes. And this is Rashi's mahalach. Like I say, pshat, Rashi's mahalach is very glat. And svarit is very glat. The problem is that the two sugyas, it seems that the ikar sugya on daf ayin tes leaves out the chiddush which is left for our sugya. Which, okay, lemaisa, that's Rashi's mahalach. Taisvis' mahalach is a more mechudishtika mahalach. Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And Rabbeinu Tam Shita touches on a important machlokes rishayim, and heyais it's yisaidistik that machlokes rishayim. Let's first see Rabbeinu Tam's lashon inside, and then discuss the machlokes rishayim. Taisus Shema Payes in the second of the wide lines says va'omer Rabbeinu Tam. Now listen carefully to the words. The Shema Payes Tahacha. It says now Gemara, maybe it was Mephayisa, and the same thing Resh Perakah get. Ratzalayim. Shema Payis ubitl, for Amar get Shemasati batelhu. So what Tais says in these words, Shema Payis means that he was Mevatel the get. A Mechudishtika concept that a man could say on a perfectly good get that he didn't give his wife yet. He says, this get is batel, ois get. If he says it's ois get, then whatever kayach get and lives in that get, it's bottle. So till here, Taisus seems to say, you're mevatel the guf haget. The Taisus adds, u'mayri hacha v'sh'omolem lachta imikana asara yamin, oyla alta v'hem lechos mo'ar asara yamin. Either he told them, sign in 10 days, or he said, sign now, but they didn't sign till 10 days. U'bishas hachasim aloy hoya abal sham, and the husband's not there at the time that they sign. Here, Taisus leaves you wondering what he's talking about. First, Taisus said, we're mevatel the get. And here, Taisus says, Shema Pais ubitel shlichusam. Maybe he was mevatel the shlichus of the Eide Chasima. So here, it's very confusing. What did this Taisus mean? Mevatel what? Being mevatel a get, the idea of being mevatel a get is a chiddush. That her husband says the get is bottle. If that's what Taisus means, okay, so Taisus holds up this chiddush. Then Taisus starts talking about bittel shlichusa. If you make a shliach, bittel shlichus is not such a big chiddush. If you make a shliach and if you send him, you're mevatel the shlichus. So we know there's such a concept as bittel shlichus. It's not a very big chiddush. Taisus here seems to say that bittul shlichus of, that he's mevatul the shlichus of the Eidei Chasima. He said, I don't want them to sign. And that's Shema Pais. Maybe he's mevatul the shlichus. If that's pshat, it's a chiddush to be choshesh, he's mevatul the shlichus. Why should I think he was? But if that's the pshat, then that's the pshat. He's mevatul shlichus of. And it's not clear, like Tosis is the beginning of the Rabbeinu Tam, and the end of the Rabbeinu Tam don't seem to flow. First he talks about bitul akef, and then he talks about bitul ashlichus. And then if you look in the next line, avalum achra siyam tzivu lahem lachdeim kosher, even if after the 10 days he says sign, it's kosher, da filu batul akef kaidim, hakaim lo krem nachmin, dam reshe sheleach, the chayzer megarishma. Even if you are a batul akef, you can change your mind back and resurrect the get, and then be megarishma. So in this line, Tosis is talking again about bitul aget, not bitul ashlichus. You follow the problem with Tosis. Tosis starts off talking about bitul aget, then he talks about being mevatul shlichus, and then he comes back and he talks again about this concept of bitul aget. That he brings a raya from the Flavid Beis, that if you mevatul aget, you could be chayzer megarishma. Now, if Tosis meant bitul shlichus, you don't need a gemara if I'm mevatul shlichus. And then I reinstitute the shlichus. You don't need a gemara from Lamed Beis, of course. If I'm a vatal shlichus, and I tell the shliach, now I want to make your shliach again. So I don't have to reinstitute the old shlichus, I can just make a new shlichus. The whole klar that Tosfos here is talking about bitul aget. I don't agree with you, but it's not okay. I don't want to lose track of what I'm pointing out in Tosfos. You're tough on what you're saying. You're not answering my problem, right? You don't mean to answer my problem. You mean to explain the problem I'm dealing with? In which way?
Because the first case is he's talking about where he gave him a certain time to do it. And in such a case, he's saying that we're, any time there's going to be a bit longer. That we're nervous about it. The second case is we're talking about he gave them more time and they were still within that time. So then we're not concerned.
No, there's no difference in the two cases. Why should there be any difference in the two cases? What's the difference? Tosfos is saying that if after 10 days you would tell them to be chayson would be kosher. Why? Because even if he was mefayis, he was mevatel to get, who cares? It's a gemara lamed beis that you can do it. That's what Tosfos is saying. That nekud of Tosfos makes it clear that he was talking about till now is bitul aget. He's talking about bitul aget, and he's saying bitul aget doesn't kill it forever, only kills it temporarily. Those are words of Tosfos.
Once
Those bitul aget works by bitul achasima. Okay, what you're saying may be the only way to work out the Tosfos, you're right. All right, we'll see. I'd like to hopefully come back to it. What you're saying is the only way I could think of to understand the Hemshech of Tosfos. But certainly in the Lashon HaTosfos there's a bit of a problem. Does Tosfos mean bitul aget? Does Tosfos mean bitul shlichus? It's clear that Tosfos is somehow talking about bitul aget. Also on Lamed Beis, Tosfos refers back to this Tosfos. The Tosfos there says, just in the half a line, Tosfos Hasan Dibur V'Dibur Hu, he says, Parashin La'el, Gavnizim Nechub La'el, Lahir Shem Mekam Sayyam, Cheshin Hashem HaPayis, Pir Hashem HaBitles HaGet. So Tosfos on Chav Beis, on Lam Beis, on Beis, refers back to our Tosfos. He says, I'm talking about Bitl HaGet, not talking about Bitl HaShlichus. So I don't think there are two ways to learn. And you could be a chayzer megarish, but okay, that's fine. I would have no problem if that's what Tosfos here is saying. My only problem is, why does Tosfos stick in the middle to line with bittul hashlichus. Shasach sim alay abal sham lochi chashin shem apayis u bittul shlichusam. That's a very big chiddush. The bittul haget is bittul shlichus. It's true. 100%. The Pashas of the Gemara. Alright, the Pashas of the Gemara is talking about the Okay, so we have to try to understand Taisvis. But more basic to understand the Sichsuch regarding the whole concept of Bitl Aget. And hopefully we'll be able to come back and have a Hesber and Taisvis. First, we're going to have to step back. I'll try to share with you the Ikrei HaInyanim of the Sugya of Lamed Beis on the days. Then we'll hopefully be able to come back to Taisus. So first, let's talk about the concept of Bittul Aget, which we have not discussed all year. I don't think it ever came up. The idea of a man being mevatel and being mevatel aget. So let's talk about it, and then we'll come back to Taisus at the end, which is always my weak point, remembering to come back to things, but hopefully I'll come back to it at the end. Is there such a thing as being mevatel aget? It's a machloikis rishayim. And pashtus, it's a machloikis two sugis. The sugis ha-gemara gittin on the days is mashma, that bittul works only if you mevatel shlichus. In other words, how can you be mevatel aget? Only if you made a shliach, you mevatel the shlichus. But stam, to be mevatel aget, the pashtus of the sugya of Lama Beis on Beis is it does not work. There's a sugya in Gittin Daf Nun Tes. The pashtus ha-gemara there is mashma. You could be mevatel aget. Osi dibur or mevatel dibur. Before the get is given, you could say words, the get should be bottled, and it's ois get. Taisvis, Sayin Kedushin and Sayin Gittin, Taisvis asks that the sugyas are stiris. And Machlekes Rishayim is which Mashmois is the Ikar Lahalacha. The sheet of the Rambam and of Taisvis is that the Ikar is like the Mashmois of the Sugya and Kedushin, Daf Nun Tes, that it's possible to be Mevatel Aget as long as it wasn't given yet. When it wasn't given, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Once it's given, it's a Maisa. And lo yasi dibur or mevatel maisa. Once the get is given, the woman is mekureshes, of course he can't be mevatel. But until it's given, osi dibur or mevatel dibur, how that works we'll try to understand. But you could be mevatel aget. That's the sheet of the Rambam and Tosis. Kedegedem. The Ritva and the Ran on Daf Lamed in the case, as well as the Ramban and the Rajba, who are quoted by the Magid Mishnah on this Rambam. So you have the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran. Seems very often the Ramban, the Rajba, and the Ritva go to the same shitas. And the Ran, they hold there's no such thing as Bittul Aget. As a matter of fact, the Ritva asks, what do you mean Bittul Aget? If the get is written, what does it mean you're mevatel it? He asks Baloshin Teima, if someone writes a Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah also has to be written Lashma. And after he finished writing the Sefer Torah, he says, okay, I want to be mevatel the Lashma of the Ksiva Sefer Torah. See, Balashim Tema, he says, you think it's Oy Sefer Torah? Of course not. Once he wrote a Kosher Sefer Torah, it's a Sefer Torah. You can say later, Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Yesterday when I wrote it, I said, I'm writing Sefer Torah Lashma. Now after it's finished, I'm going to say, Asi Dibur, Mevatel Dibur. I'm undoing my Lashma in the Sefer Torah. Makes no sense. So he says, the safety by a get. How are you later going to be Mevatel what you did before? Yeah, why is it different?
There's no action that has to be done in order to make it kosher, to make it a good get. Once it's written by Sefer Torah, it's a Sefer Torah. Once, let's say I'm going to do the action. So then, of course, you can't be mevatel it.
No, but if the person's mevatel it, then he gives the get.
It's not a get.
Why is it not a get?
It's
because of the bittul. So why is it different? That bittul, why is it different than the bittul of a sefer Torah? Can't tell me to get these in action. He did the action.
So if I read about the shtaggle, I'm selling my property. I'm going to say together, I don't want to sell it.
Right.
But the shtaggle is a good thing. You're going to say that the shtaggle is not a good shtaggle.
No, the shtar is a good shtar.
That's not a shtar, it's nothing.
But no, it's a perfectly good shtar. If you don't want to give it, don't give it. But why should I say it's not a good shtar?
It's very simple.
Why does it get nothing? It gets something that I give a garish for my wife with.
It's a shtar, 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 it's a shtar,
I'd appreciate if you would explain this thing. I want to explain where the issue is. Let me just finish the Shitsa Rishayim. It's the Kudev. If someone could explain, I'll be very, very grateful. Let me just be Masada the Shitas and then we'll argue, okay? Just be Masada the Shitas. So you have the Shita of the Rambam and Tosfos that there's such a thing as Bittul HaGet. A man is Mevatel the Get after it's written, before it's given. Pashta Sayyid before it's signed, after it's signed. Anytime it's Mevatel. It's Oisket, the Shita of the Ritva and the Ran, the Rajma and the Ramban, that there's no such thing as Bittul HaGet. Machlokes HaPoskim. Again, just to be Mesader it before we argue about it, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Gittin, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Samach Vav, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rambam and Tosfos, that there is such a thing as Bittul HaGet. That there is such a thing as bittul aget, the Shulchan Aruch says there are two things. There's bittul shlichus, which everyone agrees that's not a machlokes. If I make a shliach, I'm a bittul the shliach, of course it's bittul. And there's a second concept called bittul haget, that if I'm a bittul aget, it's ois get. And the Shulchan Aruch is more machmir than Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch says that once the husband is bittul aget, he cannot be chayzer megarish by. He can't afterwards say, I changed my mind, I want to make it back into a get. Artaisa said that he could. Artaisa said it's a Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, no. If you're mevatel shlichus, yeah, then you could put it back. But if you're mevatel the guf haget, it'll never ever be a get again. It's dead. You can't resurrect it. You can't put it back. You can't be chayzer megarish by. Ad kedei kach, and you're mevatel a get, it's ois get. You can write a new get, but that get is gone. As they state in Shulchan Aruch, what? Only before. I think in Shulchan Aruch there's no difference. There's no difference, no matter what. If you wrote a get, signed a get, as long as it wasn't given, osi dibur, mevatel dibur, you can undo the get that you did. It's ois get. That's the way we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch does say, if you gave such a get, b'diavet, it's a suffic get. Because b'diavet were chayshish for the shittas of the Ramban and the Ritva and the Rashba and the Ran. So if you gave such a get, how is that suffic get? Because it's like this. But the ikur of us paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, is like the Rambam and like Tosfos, that there's such a thing as bittul get, but more than that. If you're mevatel the get, you can't make it back into a get. What do you mean? If you mevatel again, if you never give it, then there's no nafkamina. So it's the only half attempt to. Alright, this is the way you have to explain Tosfos then. But okay, you have to explain Tosfos anyway. But anyway, this is the machlokes rishayim. The way we paskin is that there's such a thing as bittul haget. I'd like to argue about Sefer Torah, because to understand how to answer Sefer Torah is going to be crucial to have honor. But I didn't finish the sheet this yet. I have one more machlokes. So we have machlokes rishayim. That you have klar. The Rambam Tosfos say there's such a thing as bittul haget. The Rambam, the Rashba, it's four round on matnia. How does it work? And that kasha we're going to come back to, because how does it work? How does bittul haget work? We have to understand. Shulchan Aruch paskins l'chumra that there's such a thing as bittul haget. There's a follow-up machlokes achroinim in how to understand the Rambam and Tosfos. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is the simple halacha l'maaseh. There are a number of achroinim who have tshuvas. The Ksav Sefer is in Ebenezer, Siman Tzadik and Tzadik Beis. There's a tshuva in the Marsham, Chelak Aleph, Siman Reish Yudches. There's a tshuva in the Divrei Chaim. There's a tshuva in the... There are two tshuvas in the Divrei Malkiel. A lot of Achrayim deal, all of them basically have the following scenario. You're in Beis Din, you're writing a get. Either in the middle of writing, you finished writing. A Baal says, he gets angry at his wife, and he says, forget it, I'm not giving the get. Such a attempt. He says, I'm not giving the get. Then the Mephayis, and they calm him down. Right, one case is, they were giving the get, and all the wise relatives walked in. He said, forget it, she's bringing all her relatives, forget it, I'm not giving the get. So they were Mephayis, and they sent his relatives out. They're Mephayis. The question is, if someone says that language, I'm not giving the get, is that a bittul haget or not? Do the words, einani megarish isa, I don't want to be megarish, is that bittul haget? What's the shayla? Pasha should be which way? It is a bit like it. It's not a bit like it. Is I'm not giving the get the same as I'm about to. Yeah, but if that's a shlicha, he applies, if that's saying I don't want to give the get, say I don't want to use the shlicha for the get. Rashi went about the shlicha, so the chinami, that's what we're about to be told on too. But we're talking now about those who hold to such a thing as the Bible. So therefore what? There is a bit like that, you're saying. Okay. Lamaisa, there's a machlokes. It seems Roy Bachreinim hold that this is not a bit like that. That you have to bevatel the lashon, the guf haget, and they bring a raya from our Tosis's lashon. Tosis's lashon was Tosis's lashon get shanasati batelu. Get shanasati. It doesn't mean I gave to the wife. It means I gave to the shliach. Get shanasati batelu. They say the guf haget is batel. And really, Tosis's lashon lamed beis. I don't know why they all say it's your test. In the Iker Sugi, it's also the same lashon that bittul es haget is vatal the guf haget, and there are some who hold that that's also a bittul haget. If you say it any megarish, it's also a bittul haget. What's the difference? It's also a bittul haget. Now, obviously, if we want to understand this shaila, we have to go back to understand the Rabbah B'Tosis Shita. And depending on how we're going to try to understand the Rabbah B'Tosis Shita, we'll end up deciding if we should say, well, we'll call it the Ksav Sefer Shita. Ksav Sefer holds that Eineni Megarish is not a bittul haget. And we'll call the Divrei Malkiel Shita, that Eineni Megarish is a bittul haget. The Divrei Malkiel is in Chelek Hei, Tshuva Kufayin, very klara tshuva. And as a matter of fact, I'll explain the Svara soon. So we'll call it these two, the Ksav Sefer, the Divrei Malkiel. We could. There are others who talk about it, but just to give it names, we'll give it names. We have to step back. What I try to do is misadit you the shitas. You have Taisis in the Rambam against Rabbi Shainin, Shulchan Aruch Kasna Taisis in the Rambam, and then you have the Machlokes Achrayim. Now, what I'd like to do to understand it is go back to understand the Svara of the Rambam and Taisis. That there's such a thing as Bittul Haget, which means that I wrote a get. Is it a good get? We're not arguing. It's not like Dini Mamin, where he says one thing, she says another thing. The Leivus is like Mamin, they're arguing. The Metzius is klar. The get was written by Hechsher. The Seifer sat down in the morning. The man wanted to be Megarish. He said, you're by Shliach. He wrote a perfectly good get. No shy. Then the man says, Haredi Bevatelis HaGet. Zok the Rambam in Taisvis, Bottle. Bottle. So, the Ritva, the Rag say, well, it's bottle. You can't just say words. It's bottle. It's not bottle. It's a get. You know, I give it. Don't give it. What do you mean, it's bottle? But the Rambam and Tosfos say, no, you could say it's bottle and it's taka bottle. What does that mean, it's bottle? So to understand it, tell me the difference between the Sefer Torah, which we're all masking, if you write a Sefer Torah, you can't be mabatul the Sefer Torah. Even if you say it's not a Sefer Torah, it's not bottle. And a get, which is to say I'm mabatul a get, it's bottle. So we had everybody was interested in explaining it. So let's see. Somebody tell me a hesber. You have to touch on the nekuda of the difference, why you can't be mabatul a Sefer Torah, which we all agree. And why you could be mevatel again? How does the bit work?
How can you be mevatel at Davar Kedusha?
It's as kaddish as it was before. Yudkei Vavkei is always kaddish,
so
but it doesn't have the lishma of the sefer Torah. Lishma is dibor, asi dibor, mevatel dibor. It's divrei Torah. It's not sefer Torah. So I want to do. I'll make an ice sefer Torah. It'll be divrei Torah.
The fact that you're having lishma, it helps create that. But then once it's done, it's closed by itself. Again, it's totally controlling what you're doing. So if you want to erase that thought, that's not a problem.
Sefer Torah also needs lishma.
Right, but once
so
it has that...
So why can't I erase that lishma?
Because once it has that, then it takes on the kedusha by itself.
And a get, once it has it...
It
doesn't have kedusha, but it has a kayach get, whatever kayach get.
But that kayach is for you. But the Sefer Torah is by itself.
So if Torah is also for me, just the Torah said, if I do this, it comes from Shemayim, such a Kedusha.
Yeah, so
again, if I do this, from Shemayim, comes a Chayach again.
Once you have that with Shemayim, then I have to do Shemayim, I have some Kedusha.
The word is Kedusha? That's the point?
It's
just as Kaddish, if it's not with Shemayim, it has Kedusha. It's different time.
I can't go rip up he says that it's finished the Sefer Torah 5 years
later. By get, though, if you're going to tell me it's out error, I'll disagree with you because they mean Minat Torah, it's bottled. Notice it's Rabbanu Kesham Yahar. They're saying that in the Din Torah of the get, it's always get.
The Baal always has the ability to make it not good. The Baal always can say
why? It. Why does the Baal have such an ability? Yeah, if you guys want to give it, don't give it. Is that true? It's not a get till you give a get.
Yeah.
The kayach I get, it has. It has. And a get is a get. The idea of the get, it has to be written lishma through a dog, it has to be written. Well, certainly not a get till I give it. Now, your question is, because there's no chalais of the get until you give it. Sefer Torah, it's chal, dine Sefer Torah. So funny, Rabbi Arfei uses a lashon that by a get is different than Sefer Torah, because by a get there is a chalais with the shlichus, and by Sefer Torah there's no chalais. The opposite of the words you're saying. I don't say I fully understand. But at the beginning of Simla Amites quotes Reb Aaron. It's interesting. Reb Aaron had to be a young man when he wrote it. He quotes Reb Aaron or Shiva de Kletzk. Reb Aaron, how old was Reb Aaron then? Reb Aaron was nifty. He was, I don't know if he was 70. He was probably born in around 1900. So he must have been 40 years old at most, 35. Reb Aaron quotes him. But he quotes him and he says, the difference is, by a get, there's a chalois b'shas ma'isa, you can be mevatel. He says, if there's no chalois, the opposite of what you're saying. I think he means there's no chalois from the mishaleach, the one who sends the cipher. That's what he means. I don't know what. Not when you write it. When you write it.
No,
that's the Shas Nesina.
Shas Nesina,
yeah.
So
what?
No,
we learn in Rashi that Amira there is to show his das, and since it's written in, therefore you don't have to show your das. Rabbi had declared, if Amira, but that has only to do with Nesina. That doesn't have to do with before the Nesina. Here we're talking before the Nesina. He's mevat l'get. What does that mean, he's mevat l'get? What do the words mean?
Sefer Torah doesn't have to be anybody. It doesn't have to belong to anybody. Sefer Torah is kosher. It's
Okay, this mahalach that you're saying, if I understand what you're saying correctly, is the mahalach that I do understand. I'll tell you one mahalach in Havana, but it'll only fit with one of the two shitas. And this says in the Divrei Malkiel, he says, a Sefer Torah is a Sefer Torah for all Jews. Every year, it's a Sefer Torah for. You don't want to use it, someone else could use it. The Sefer Torah is the etzem the Sefer Torah. I'm not even a mevatel the Sefer Torah. What does it mean I'm a mevatel the Sefer Torah? What happens when I'm a mevatel it? I'm saying I'm not going to use it. That doesn't make it a Sefer Torah. Someone else could use it. However, a get, who could use a get? Only the husband. So basically, the chiyus of the get, the get has a power only because this husband plans to get it. When the husband is mevatel the get, what's he doing? He's saying that this get will never ever have any, I call it the never have a chiyos. It'll never be a living get. It'll never be a get that's put into function. Because I'm not giving it, no one else can give it. Right? If there's a different person with the same name, he also can't give it. So this get, when a man is mevatel a get, he's in effect killing the get. Because now the get has no possibility of being put into effect. A get that's not oimidli nasei is not a get. If you would have a get that's written from Reuven to his wife, and his wife would die, so you would understand that the get now is not a get. You don't have gemina because the wife is dead anyway, but you would understand a get that can't be given is missing in the Shem get. The Asi Dibur of Avatal Dibur is that if a man says, I'm not giving the get, so that is enough to make it ice get. Just you're going to tie that it's only Dibur. So we answer, yeah, but the whole get in the first place is Dibur. Asi Dibur Avatal Dibur. That if a man says, I'm not giving the get, then it's ice get. Bad, Sam, because the get has no chiyus. No chiyus of a get is that it's oimidli nasei. If it's not oimidli nasei, then the get has no chiyus at all. Of course, you understand that once you gave the get, now the woman has it. Now it's the get to the whole world. So you can't be mevatel your previous dibur to mafreya, because now it's not your get. The chiyus of get is not totally in you. It's given to the woman. So the difference between sefer Torah and get, he says, is that a sefer Torah is what? The sefer Torah is a sefer Torah. Period. Why not give me that? The sefer Torah is a sefer Torah. You're mevatel. Who cares? It's all sefer Torah. A get is not a get. If you're not going to give it, then it's always get. There's nothing to you to have a get in the world for if you're not going to give it. So that means that it loses the kayach again, that it once had. The kayach to be usable is bottom. That's the ability a person has to be with that. So it fits well with what I'm saying, that the get. Now this is the way the Divrei Malkiel is masber. However, he says Lefizeh. This is, one second. He says Lefizeh. It comes out that any time the man says Eini Megarish, he does not say the guf I get is bavli. As long as he says Eini Megarish, the get is bavli. I lash it twice with Yudches Amid Beis, Lav Davka, he says. He brings an earlier tshuva that says, our twice is lash and Lav Davka. It's true, if you say to get his bottle, it's Ennis, it's bottle. But that Davka, if you say Eini Megarish, it's also bottle. This is the Hezber of the Divrei Malkiel, which is the only Hezber that I found, Sipuk, I have to admit, I'm not in the Sugya Lav Beis. So. But the Sipuk that I had was in this Hezber of the Divrei Malkiel. The only chab, one thing comes out funny from Divrei Malkiel, if whole Klal Yisrael would be mevatel, every yid in the world would get together and be mevatel a Sefer Torah, it would be bottle according to this, no?
No,
future Torahs. Future Torahs. Future Torahs. So it's not mistaken that that's the reason that you can't be mevatel a Sefer Torah. Because of the Iraq, the future Torahs, but... I would think that Etzem, you can't. He's saying, even the same time, it can be Mavatl. Just, yeah, everyone wants to be Mavatl. What?
He is saying Pshat and
Tosis. Our Taisa can be chayzer megarish by. Yeah. That nekuda of Taisa he's not coming to explain. He only means that in the etzem shita bitlaget, the question is, what do the words bitlaget mean? Our Taisa uses a lashon of batul guf haget. That lashon of batul guf haget is lavdafka who had dinay nani megarish. See, that my problem with that is, which seems to be what most of you are saying, the problem is I don't see why I say the Torah is more Gemara Maisa than a get. The Torah is fully written, it's a Gemara Maisa. And what's it right for? To learn. Now, I want to learn from it. Now, if I won't learn from it, who cares if it has a din sefer Torah? If I will learn from it, so then I care. A get, also Gemara Maisa. I created a get. If I don't give it, who cares? If I do give it, we care. Well, what's the difference after the Shasei Fatira? Has it looked like a lane? Or if I have to put in Gediza, I have to put in Gediza even if it's just Divrei Tyra. So what's enough given? You don't need to lane. What else? See what kind of Shasei?
Not specifically to lane. I'm writing the Sefer Tyra. Is that Mitzvah
or I say? All right, so Mitzvah Sefer.
If I'm going to go and be Mabachel to get, and I'm saying nothing about it, I'm going to say I'm not giving the get. So then over here, I'm losing the whole purpose of the get.
When I finish writing the get, I created a piece of paper that has a Kayach of get. When I finish the Sefer Torah, I created Divrei Torah, which have a kayach of Sefer Torah. And Sefer Torah, once I say I'm not going to use the Sefer Torah, who cares if it's Divrei Torah or Sefer Torah?
Right,
who cares? Who cares? Well, why? That's the question. Why is it right to be learned from?
I didn't write the Sefer Torah with
the
line. I wrote
the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is finished. Now, the question is, you're mevatelet. What's not giving him a vatel?
I can't be a vatel.
What do the words Gemara Maisa mean? I understand. I just in East Hasberg. According to what Divrei Bakil says, the Gemara Maisa because it's right to learn from. How can I start to learn from this? That's what he's
saying. I'm saying it's Gemara Maisa because I wrote my
Sefer Torah. Okay. I see everyone has a better sipuk with what you're saying. I just.
Okay, if you're understanding Gemara Maisa means that because there's something else.
I'll be masking. The truth is, you could say Sefer Torah is different for other reasons. You still have to explain why by get it. But you could say Sefer Torah is the chal different. Sefer Torah it's a ma'isa, it's a mitzvah. Even Sefer Torah has its chal on it that didn't Sefer Torah. You can answer Sefer Torah. You still have to come back and explain why words can be mevatel. Okay, I forget.
Because once I say that I'm not
going to... Because Pasachiyu say. Because once I'm not going to give it, it's not only Nasei, so it's dead. Fine. So this Hasber would be a good Hasber. This is Divrei Malkiel's Hasber. And with this Hasber, what you're saying, we would gain that even if Chol Klai saw the battle, okay, I'm asking. But this Divrei Malkiel's Hasber fits with the Shita of his Shita. Fits well.
When you're
talking
about something, you mean the battle
was
written for?
Battle.
What is written for?
Well, Osi Di Mevatel Dibor sounds like I'm being Mevatel what I did before. Before I said I'm writing a L'shem Get, and that's
being Mevatel. Why can't you be if
I write a Sefer Torah L'shem Avodah Zarah, why can't I be Mevatel to L'shem Avodah Zarah? If I do something L'shem Avodah Zarah, why can't I be Mevatel L'shem Avodah Zarah? It's probably included in the Ritzvah's Kashi, right? So there's like the Divrei Malkiel, the thing is, because if I write on the Shem Avodah Zarah, even if I say I'm not going to use it for Avodah Zarah, but there's the rest of Klal Yisrael, or the rest of the Avodah Zarah in the world. You shake it again, it's a positive thing to say. Whatever the problem there is, it's not a get to me personally. Like the Divrei Malkiel, it's good, the Shilam. Because a get only works because if it's not overly enough, it's not a get. But he means there's a chiyuv to destroy it. The chiyuv to destroy it should come off. It's loved after Sefer Torah. Everything I do, I create the Shema by this. Anyway, this is the sheet of the Divrei Malkiel.
I think the Bible, the words, the paper.
However you'll answer the desire. I don't, again, the Iker is to understand the Hezbra Adavar, different Makil's Hezbra, I understand. Now we have to turn to the Hezbra of the Chelkin, of the Ksav Sefer. It appears that the Baruch Ber understands that it's a bittle on the Guf Haget, from the way Baruch Ber writes about it. And then the Sivis, the Teres Gittin, appears to understand. I'll tell you what the Teres Gittin says. The Teres Gittin is Masbir, the way Bittel works. His Hezber, the words he says is very clear, except that we can pick at it. The words he says are the following. This machlokes, if there's such a thing as Bittel gets, is totally is a chiddush that Tosfos said on the top of Tesamid Beis. Tosfos Tesamid Beis said that when a man writes a get, you need shlichus to the cipher who's writing it, and shlichus to the edim who are signing it. Be'inat sheyayva l'cipher lichtayv, u'le'edim chasimu, mashma d'boi shlichus. Tosfos shita is that in order for a get to be a get, the cipher has to write it, l'shem shlichus of the husband, and the edim have to sign it, l'shem the shlichus of the husband. Others argue. Others say, no, you don't need the shlichus of the husband. The husband has to know about it. It should be a real lishma. But others say, the sefer doesn't have to be a shliach. You don't need Torah shlichus. You just need it. It should be written lishma. But you don't need shlichus. Zot the Torah's Gittin. These two machlokesim atoli zebezeh. Tosfos holds that the ksiva and chasima need the shlichus of the husband. So therefore, the husband's yad is there in the writing. Now, I say his yad, I don't mean his hand, but his dibur, his amiras hashlichus, is what makes the ksiva be good and makes the chasima be good. So if you hold that it's the husband's shlichus that is poil in the ksiva, the chasima, so then the husband has a power to be mevatel. Osi dibur, mevatel dibur. His previous dibur gave the ksiva a kayach, gave the chesima a kayach. He could cut off that dibur later, osi dibur mevatel dibur, and therefore it's ice. Masha'ekein, if you hold, you do not need the husband's shlichus, that'll be the shita of the Ritva and the Ran, that you don't need the husband's shlichus in order to create a chesiva and a chesima. If you don't need shlichus of the husband, so the sefer wrote it, it's written. They have signed it, it's signed. The man says, I'm not giving it. There's no bittul. Because whatever is done with kayach the sefer, with kayach the edim. That's why the Ritva and Ran hold, you can't be mevatel, because the husband doesn't have any shlita on it till now. But Tosfos shita, presumably the Rambam shita, is no. The husband has a kayach in the ksiva, the chesima. He has input. What's his input? It's only dibur. His input is a type of shlichus. He tells the sefer, write it for me. He tells the edim, sign it for me. His input is dibur, making a shliach. And since we have a concept of osi dibur, mevatel dibur, he can be mevatel. Now the chiddush is that he can even be mevatel l'mafreya. Even after it's all done, it's all written, it's all signed, he can be mevatel l'mafreya. Now that's a very big chiddush. Teres Gittin says, that's Peshad in the Shulchan Aruch, that once you mevatel it, you can't undo it. Why? Because it's batel l'mafreya, and osi dibur mevatel dibur. The whole concept of bittel get is basically a concept of bittel shlichus. Because since the kayach ksiva, is Tosfos Shitasai, is only from the kayach of the shlichus habal, so therefore, he can undo it. According to this, he can undo it. What does he have to undo? He has to undo the get. He's undoing the get. He said, I wanted it written. Now he's saying, I want it to be not written. I want it to be not a get. If he says, it's not even garish, it's mustavir, that's nothing. in any megarish. It has to be that he's saying, I'm undoing my rotzen that it should be written. I don't want it to be written. Now, if he says, I don't want to give it, it's no right. He doesn't want it to be written.
So,
all right? So, yes.
Basically, if according to the fact that you need shlevas habal, that means that really all he's undoing is the shlevas. He's not undoing
but that's
the
enough to kill the gad, because without it, there's nothing. And rather, with the Torah's Gittin, I said I wanted to come back to Tosfos. It helps a little for understanding our Tosfos, because our Tosfos mixes Bittul HaGet with Bittul Shlichus. And we said Bittul HaGet and Bittul Shlichus are two different things. The Torah's Gittin is twinning off that Bittul HaGet is a type of Bittul Shlichus. Bittul HaGet is being Mevatel the Shlichus. Just the Torah's Gittin is explained to Shulchan Aruch, who's talking after it's signed, and you can be Mevatel the Get. Tosfos is talking before it's signed. You can be Mevatel. But the Bittul HaGet is an applied Bittul HaShlichus, even though he didn't say, I'm Mevatel the Shliach. He said, I'm Mevatel Guf HaGet. But lived in that, a Bittul of the Shlichus to write or sign the Get. And that's where the Bittul is, like the Shita of the Torah's Gittin. And this is the Hezber of Torah's Gittin. It's a more of a Chodishtika Hezber. And it requires a certain acceptance of the concept of Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, which is like it's a halacha, which in Hezber, it's a little more Hezber. But Lefiza, what's happening a Bittul HaGet? It's a Bittul in the Shlichus, which gives the Sefer the Kayach. Now you can't ask the Sefer Torah to get. A Sefer Torah is a Sefer Torah, not because of any Shlichus. A man wrote it. According to this Hezber, if the husband sat down and wrote the get, he wouldn't be able to be mevatel the get. I think, according to Torah's Gittin, says that if a man wrote his own get for his own wife, I don't know if he could be stumbled. He'd still be mevatel the chesimus, because he can't be the aid. So lebaisa, practical terms, won't be enough gemina, because you have to get aid to sign, and he'll do it. But let's see, old Sav Yad, like we had in the Tosfos earlier, Sav Yad, habal is good by a get, so that he can't be mevatel, because that's dibur being mevatel lebaisa. He did a maisa. Dibur can't be mevatel. But weird that all the husband did is a dibur. He said, write it. It could be mevatel. This is the day of the Torah's Gittin. And the fizet, the whole did a bit like get is you have to say, I want the ksivas I get to be bottle, or I want the chasimas I get to be bottle. But if you say, I'm angry, she brought her relatives in, I'm not giving it again. That's not a bit like get. And Reif Paiskin Paskin that way. What disturbs me is that the Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Hei, Sibuk Kafayin, has this nice tshuva, nice hesber, and he holds that any type of lashon is a bittul. The Chelek Dalitz, and in Kuf Yud Gimel, he seems to have a tshuva that sounds more like the other shita, that you have to say, Ein Oget. So I'm not sure how to deal with to be miyash of the two tshuvas, but what they get, the Iker, the Yotzei B'Dvareinu, are the two sheetahs this has. Yes. Torah's Gittin says he can't be Yechayz or Megarish. So why can't you be Mevatel the Dibur that was Mevatel? If I had Dibur number one, Dibur number two is Mevatel Dibur number one, and then Dibur number three is Mevatel Dibur number two. As you say. I'm not sure why. Like Akiva's saying, to think about it. But maybe that's where Tosfos is different than the Mechaber. Maybe. But Akopadim, this is the Yetzer Poel. Now, there's an interesting raya that they bring. A lot of you learned the third parak. The beginning of the third parak, it says if a man writes a get, and he changed his mind, the Nimlach, he said, I'm not writing the get. Umotzai ben Iroi. He said, Shmi Kishimcha, I want to use it for a get. So you have one Yosef ben Shimon wrote a get. I'm not giving it, he threw it to the garbage. His friend, Yosef ben Shimon, comes says, I'll use it. So Mishnah says that the other Yosef ben Shimon cannot use it. Why? Why can't the other one use it? It's missing in Lishma. The Gemara says, listen to the Lash. Gemara says, here you have Yosef ben Shimon number one, wrote a get. Changed his mind, threw it out. Mishnah says, Yosef ben Shimon number two can't use it. So the Gemara, vice dice, Yosef ben Shimon number one could use it. I got two Yosef ben Shimons in town. So how could Yosef Shimon Rabbi Wad use it? I've had two Yosef Ben Shimons in town. There's a raya from here, it's like the Gemara. If you have two Yosef Ben Shimons in town, it's a kosher again anyway. As I state the Gemara, the first of its days of the second parak. So Zaktik Sav Seifer, 1 minute. The Gemara says, Klar, a diuk, the second person can't use it, but the first one could. What's the case? The first one threw it out. And then it says the second one can't use it. And then with the dike, the first one could use it. Vice dice, even if he threw it into the garbage, the first one threw it away. The first one could pull it out of the garbage and use it again. Because only possibly the second one from using it is of Sarah Lashma. But if Sarah Bittel I get, there isn't. If it's Bittel I get, because he threw it into the garbage, you get his bottle. So of course the second one can't use it. Even the first one can't use it. It's a raya that if the first person threw away the get, which means he said at any begarish, that's not a bit like get. That is not a bit like get. Because otherwise, once he threw it away, the second one, nobody could use it, not because of the shla. No one could use it because the get is bottle. Vice dice, it's a very clear raya, that if any begarish, throwing it to the garbage, if the ashpa is at any begarish, if he threw it out, that should be that's not a bit like yet, which is a riot to the sheet of all these, not like the Divrei Malkiel, that you have to say I'm about to go forget. Not enough just deciding not to use it yet. So this riot seems to be a clear riot. Divrei Malkiel says a teretz. I don't see how the teretz fits into the Mishnah, but this seems to be a pretty clear riot. There's also a riot from the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam again is the one who holds that a get is could be bottle. And yet the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, he has a case as follows. It's based on a Gemara. The Rambam's Lashon is Misha Sholach Get Leishtai. A man sends a get with a shliach to his wife. Uba shliach va'amar loy mitzasiya. Either the shliach says I couldn't find her. Oy, or the shliach says, Loirotsa salika haget. In the case, a man sends a shliach to give a get, comes back, says she doesn't want to take it. Va'omer abal, baruch hateva meitiv. The Baal said, baruch Hashem. What does he mean? He sent the get to his wife. He said, shliach, give his wife away. The get comes, yes, my wife doesn't want to take it. The man says, baruch hateva meitiv. It's like we say today, Baruch Hashem. So what does that mean? That means, I think it means he doesn't want to give her a get. So Rabbi says, Loi bitl I get. That's not a bitl I get. That's not a bitl I get. So Baruch Hashem, Shabbat Gemara later, I'll have it down. Loi bitl I get. Zaktuk Saf Seifer. That's also in any Megarish. He says, Baruch Hashem, she didn't take it. That's also in any Megarish. He says, Baruch Hashem, that's not a bit like yet. It should be a Gilai Das by itself, without a bit like yet. Maybe it's less. It's less than a bit like yet. Okay. So Sefer brings, again, the Raya from the Mishnah, from the Gemara at the beginning of the third parak, and from the Lashon of Rambam, and from the Lashon of our Tosfos. That's the third Raya, the Lashon of our Tosfos, a bit like yet. And he passes this way. So these are the Mahalasin and Bittel Aget. Okay, for tomorrow, make sure you get into the next Machlaikis. You should. I very much encourage you that we went through a Sugya Bittel Aget. I don't want to be in one ear out the other. You should sit down. The truths of Divrei Malkiel are very clear. If you can be Biyash of the two, certainly appreciate it. The truth of the Ksav Seif is a little longer. These are things you should take a look inside and have a good Havana. Tomorrow we get to this.